Hello, and welcome to Mr. Mar's History Podcast. Google Mr. Mar History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the economic impact that immigrants had on Scotland in the 1800s and early stages of the 1900s. Given the large numbers of immigrants that came to Scotland during this period, it's no surprise to hear that they had a major economic impact in the country. Immigrants to Scotland worked in a variety of different jobs. The Irish often went to farms based on their experience in Ireland, whilst other Irish immigrants went to the textile factories of Dundee, Glasgow and Edinburgh. Different Irish workers found other forms of employment too. Some travelled round the country as navvies, building much of the country's infrastructure. This includes railways, roads and canals, and they also helped tunnel the Glasgow subway. Lithuanians found employment in steel mills and mines, especially in Ayrshire and Lanarkshire. And some Italians and Jews worked in locations like factories, but they were more commonly associated with starting their own businesses. This included hairdressers and cafes and tailoring companies. Many Scots greatly resented immigration, as they believed it led to poorer working and economic conditions for them. Immigrants were often believed to take jobs, and the Irish in particular were accused of being strikebreakers, which angered Scottish workers. Scottish workers also believed that immigration led to lower wages, especially in low-skill jobs. The influx of foreign workers prepared to work for low wages forced Scottish workers to do the same, or face losing their jobs to an immigrant. However, many Scottish employers argued that they needed immigrants, or they would not have enough workers to do the required jobs. Some companies actively recruited from Lithuania or Ireland, offering jobs and accommodation to travelling workers. In addition, many immigrants also had a positive impact in improving workplace conditions. Some Irish and Lithuanian immigrants became involved with trade unions, and they campaigned to improve the conditions of all workers in Scotland. The Irish in particular had a significant trade union role, including setting up their own trade unions, such as the Glasgow Cotton Spinners Association. Other Irish migrants were active in the Labour Party, campaigning for fairer working conditions through this action. Other immigrants did not work for people and instead set up their own businesses. Some of the first Italian immigrants travelled to churches and also went door to door selling religious materials such as holy statues. Over time this developed, with Italians selling ice cream and chips firstly from street carts but then opening their own cafes and shops. Many of these companies still exist, such as Nardini's in Largs or Visocchi's in Broughty Ferry. Other Italians became hairdressers and barbers, and they even set up a training college in Glasgow. Jewish immigrants also established their own companies selling products including tobacco and clothing. And there were Irish immigrants who set up companies too, perhaps most famously Thomas Lipton in Glasgow, who started a shop and then famous tea firm that became a global brand. As a result of these companies being established, there was then more jobs in Scotland, which sometimes employed Scottish workers, although often there were other immigrants who were hired. Many of these new businesses were very popular with Scots. For one thing, they allowed Scots more choice when spending money. This included going to cafes instead of the pub, which was backed by many religious Scots who were opposed to alcohol drinking, and Jewish tailoring companies also allowed people to buy cheaper clothes, such as suits.